ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Oh, g'day, Miff.
Oh, g'day, Zan. How exciting.
We've got another little bonus bang for you.
Bonus bang. These ones come from our live shows that we've been doing around the country. They're still going all around the country. Check the website or check our socials for dates and details. Super exciting.
Yeah, and we had a ball in Hobart very recently. Got to play inside what can only be described as a Fabergé egg of a room, the beautiful Theatre Royal. I think it's one of, if not the oldest theatre in Australia.
Oh, it's reportedly the oldest, although Ballarat have had some words about it, but I'm happy to give it to Hobart at this point. It's such a gorgeous, gorgeous theatre. And we had a special guest, as we do with all of our Bang On Lives, and the audience loved it, and you're going to get to hear it now. We were joined on stage by local identity, very popular in Hobart, artist, activist, curator, woman of the world, Keisha Keshela.
Here she comes.
Keisha. Amazing.
Keep it going, Hobart.
Look at that skirt. Keisha, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us in your Hobart.
It's so nice to have you here in our town.
We love it here. We love coming back. I'm always obsessed with your Instagram as well. I've been watching what you've been up to lately. Before we get into what you're working on and all the charities you're working with at the moment, can I just ask you, what the fuck is happening in Antarctica? Have you built massive art there?
Oh, goodness.
Is that a big question to ask you to kick off with?
No, look, there's this island there called Deception Island. We were in Antarctica for 2 weeks. And we rock up to this island, and it is the middle of nowhere, obviously. And there's these old oil drums, but it really did look like this artist, Richard Serra.
Oh, right.
Oh, wow.
And we just started taking the piss about how it looked like Mona.
Oh, my God. This is so gratifying because I always go around galleries and look at, like, fire hydrants and go, art, art. And the fact that you curate...
Well, I just went into
and
full fantasy
mode. And are in the scene and you're saying
mode.
The same. I love that.
And I was completely stunned. Like, it really does look like Richard Serra. You need to look at it. And so, yeah, we did a number of performances. And I did a Marina Abramović post about incredible installations in Antarctica.
And what was the response to these posts?
Well, I was really waiting for Richard Serra and Marina Abramović something. But what happened was half of the people who saw the post actually thought Mona was opening a branch in Antarctica.
Me included. Hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, I had
angry people as well saying, you know, you can't, it's absolutely inappropriate to be building things in such a pristine location.
You know what? Their responses are art. That is amazing. The fact that they're so, I mean, it says a lot about how quick to criticise we are, you know, or to be kind of...
Mostly people are very enthusiastic, and now our curator really does want, actually, I didn't tell David this, he actually really wants to do MOFO in Antarctica.
I love that.
I do not support that idea.
I think the reason you got that response...
I told him, let's
because...
go to the Mediterranean. It's like people, yeah. There's food.
Yeah, somewhere a little bit more balmy.
Yeah.
But you, as a curator, as an artist, you've always taken risks, you've always created... amazing things, had brilliant ideas. I did a Take Five with you about 5 years ago and we talked about that, your life through the world and all the art that you've done. What are you working on right now? Because I know that you've been working on a bunch of different charitable events and various sort of projects. What's really getting you excited right now?
Well, the thing that's been taking all my attention, which has involved some great fashion, by the way,
oh,
I had
yes.
an artist make me a high-vis dress, high-vis vest dress. The thing that's taking all of my attention at the moment is the forest wars. I'm working on the Tasmanian forest wars.
And what does that mean for those of us outside of Tassie, which is us too, but obviously people know.
Are you talking about like the Tarkine?
Yeah, well, all over. I mean, there's just been a huge divide, a cultural divide between people who, you know, are environmentalists and are activists trying to protect the forest, and then people who come from a logging tradition and don't want to see their industry shut down. So there's been it's a heavy, long, emotional war in Tasmania, as I'm sure people in the audience are well aware. So, you know, Pollyanna, I just like to sort of stumble into the middle of a intense situation, and I just decided to do just that. And we held a congress at Mona, inviting everyone from all sides.
Oh, wow.
Which was really intense because a lot of the people hadn't been in the same room together, maybe ever, or had really deep and intense feelings of hatred against other people.
Yeah.
And it was like herding cats to get everyone to come, but they all did. And we had this incredible congress.
And was there any consensus at the end, or was it just basically discussions and...
Tequila's great. Everybody agreed on the tequila. The art was a real unifier. And so there were actually huge openings. Yeah, there were huge openings. And a lot of those came from females, performers.
What a surprise.
Female performers.
Great.
Yeah, the first artist that I invite, because I feel like art can really open you up, right? So if you're going to sit next to someone you totally hate, it's a lot easier if you're looking at something new together or having some radical experience. And so the first thing I curated when I decided to do the Congress, there's this incredible conceptual artist. Her name's Narcissister. I don't know if anyone saw her during Dark Mofo. But she came out, she created a piece for the Congress. And by now, everyone's been together for 3 days and they've started mixing. So day one, it's like oil and water, really tense. And day two, it's getting a little more loose, but then there's like big explosions during lunch and then it all calms down. And then day three, by 3 a.m. on day three, everyone's had plenty of, you know, tequila. And she comes out with this piece that I'd commissioned. She comes with a dead tree on her back, waltzing kind of onto the stage, hobbling. She's carrying it. She puts it on the stage. Big black dead tree. And she does this beautiful dance, and then out of her vagina, she starts to pull a string of green leaves that are so, it is so beautiful. And she just slowly starts redressing the dead tree, and this, it just keeps coming and coming. And before you know it, the entire tree is just verdant and covered in leaves. And everyone, you know, logger, environmentalist, didn't matter who you were, everyone was sort of holding whoever was next to them in awe, like, this is incredible. So, you know, it's very unifying. And I really honestly...
And that's fucking amazing. I love that.
And that's incredible. That's an incredible internal pocket.
I know. Skills.
Totally.
Yeah, and these are the people I honestly think, and I actually have just nominated Betty Grumble for an...
I love Betty.
AO. I'm sick of all these boring old guys. Like, as soon as I see their pin, I think Betty Grumble should have the pin.
Absolutely.
You know?
I love
Absolutely,
this.
She's incredible.
You should have pins. I'm nominating you two for pins.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Kish is just going to like, have a pin. You have a pin.
We've all have a pin.
You have a pin. I once saw Betty Grumble. I don't know if you guys have ever seen her. I know she's been to Tassie for Dark Mofo a few times, and I once saw her in an amazing space. And she knows how to do a deep squat. Let's just say that. And she was just doing prints of her vagina by squatting over and over again, and just like ripping bits of paper. And
that's
squat,
amazing.
Squat. It was just incredible.
I've done my ACL. I could never imagine doing that in my life.
She is an amazing performer. If you ever see her name anywhere, go and see Betty Grumble. She will change your life.
It will.
Phenomenal.
It will. We were going to ask you what you're banging on about, but we feel like we've probably had some beautiful examples of things we need to look up. Is there anything else you'd like to share that you've been loving or listening to or reading? Or?
No, I mean, I read that Shackleton book when I was in Antarctica, but it is worth a read because it's shocking.
And Shackleton was one of the original explorers of that whole area.
Yeah, and he got lost for like 3 years or something horrible. I mean,
oh
a long
God.
Time. And they were just suffering. I mean, the level of suffering is just insane. And ingenuity, what they come up with to survive. You read his diary and you just can't even believe it. It's just, anyway, has anyone read that? I can't say I ever would have read it if I wasn't in Antarctica.
Spoiler alert.
Just look up a few passages, but it's insane what they went through. And they didn't seem to eat each other.
You didn't seem to eat each other. Doesn't sound like...
It wasn't
maybe
in the diary.
Maybe a limb or like... I mean, really.
They didn't put that part in the diary. They didn't really talk about the dead dogs either.
Oh, don't. Wow. So it's a confronting read, but it's something that... Did it make sense of the space?
Look, it made me not make sense of my surrounds where I'm like on a luxurious boat and I'm having a massage and it just makes you feel like a total loser in Antarctica.
At no point are you thinking, if I had to, who would I eat?
I was actually just thinking that while you were talking. I was like, would I eat you?
Yeah. Well, I don't think I could. That makes me think of an incredible quote, actually. So there was a society... I have a book called Eat the Problem, and it's about eating invasive species. And one of the chapters in that book is on humans, because, of course, humans are the most invasive, perhaps. And the human chapter is not meant to be taken seriously. Like, there's recipes throughout the book, but I thought I should have human recipes. And so I looked into, you know, anthropological records, and sure enough, I found a recipe for cooking a human that was recorded in, I won't say which island because it's probably politically incorrect now. But there was a quote by this tribe who love eating each other, and they consider it really the only decent way to deal with your loved ones when they die.
When they die. It's quite sensible, really.
The quote was so beautiful, and it was... I'd rather be, an anthropologist asked, well, how do you feel about your friends eating you when you die? Like, it's a bit weird. And he said, I'd rather be in a warm friend than in the cold ground.
I love that.
And on that note.
And I'll just.
Please thank the incredible Keisha.
I'll just leave you ladies now.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Oh, we're
amazing.
So lucky.
Please don't eat me. But also, once I die, who cares?
Well, that's true.
Serve me up. I'm happy to be plated.
Pop an apple in my mouth, I say.
Bang On.
Calling all Bang Fam. Double J's smash podcast Bang On is happening live on stage across Australia.
Are we all ready?
Ready to bang on?
Miff and Zan are heading your way with a string of live shows in April and May, including Bendigo, Canberra, Melbourne, Brisbane and Sydney.
It's like Statler and Waldorf up here.
Don't miss these big conversations about music, art, life and stuff.
Sounds like we don't like this movie, but the problem is, loved it.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll get swept up in the fashion.
Fashion, 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 fashion.
Bang On Live with Zan Rowe and Miff Warhurst, presented by Double J.
I wasn't asking for applause.
Ticket info at abc.net.au/abcevents.
Bang On.